WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day in the Idaho College murders case as Brian Koberger comes face to face with the victim's families. How much we actually hear from Koberger himself is still unclear, says ABC legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
The judge can compel Koberger to admit his guilt. He also can ask him additional questions if the judge feels as though it's warranted. We know that the family is looking for a lot of answers, such as motive and other things. Those are not typically things that they will find out at this type of hearing.
Koberger expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department saying now it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell as members of Congress continue pushing the Trump administration to release everything it has on the case. Hunger worsening in Gaza as Israel's blockade of aid continues. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff headed to Rome for talks as the U.S. tries to reach a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, it's a hot one. Temperatures here in Madison could get up to about 95, and it will feel like it's over 100 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat watch for most of southern Wisconsin from today at 10 to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Dew points are high, so the humidity is high, too. It's so humid. When you walk out the door, the air just kind of hits you like a wall. Health officials recommend staying in air-conditioned environments as much as possible today and tomorrow. Drink tons of water and look out for those around you. Kids, seniors, and people with some chronic conditions can be at higher risk for heat-related illnesses. Symptoms of heat exhaustion include getting weak, dizzy, nauseous, and really sweaty. And if it worsens, it could turn into heat stroke. Someone may be confused and even pass out. The UV index is also really high today, so if you have to be outside, you'll want to wear sunscreen. The extreme heat watch is from 10 a.m. today to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, more residential streets across Madison will soon have lower speed limits. The 20 is Plenty initiative launched 4 years ago. City officials are lowering speed limits in neighborhoods from 25 to 20. The idea is to only impact residential roads, not busy thoroughfares. It's part of Vision Zero, the city's goal to have zero traffic deaths. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We are seeing progress because of Vision Zero and 20 is Plenty. There were 11 traffic fatalities on city-owned and controlled roads in 2020, and in 2024, there were only 5 traffic fatalities, which is a 55% decrease.
You'll want to keep an eye out in your neighborhood. City staff are changing the speed limit signs on streets all over Madison from 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Baseball in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series today with the Mariners. Milwaukee losing last night 1-0, ending their 11-game winning streak. Pat Murphy pulled Jacob Mizoranski out in the fourth inning, even though he had a shutout going.
You can't give him that big of a rest and then let him go out there and have his normal start.
NBA. When Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks 2 years ago, his wife filed for divorce. His 3 children remained in Portland. Lillard signed a deal over the weekend to return to the Trailblazers.
I didn't say nothing to him about it until Saturday when I actually signed and they were with me. We got back in the car to go home. I got to a red light and I just turned around and my daughter was looking at me and I told her and she was like, wait, so like we don't have to get on the airplane to Milwaukee no more? I was like, yeah, y'all don't got to get on the plane no more. And she was like, so you're going to be at your house in Portland the whole time? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what? Like she was.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 75 tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Anne, your wife.
Yes, with
Anne. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com and writer-producer Frank Anderson. Then up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole joins me and gives us a sneak peek at her new single.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
To be me, because I am not Donald Trump. That guy has got a lot of problems. First of all, the Jeffrey Epstein scandal just won't kill itself, and we might have a hint why Trump hasn't been that eager to release those files, because according to Senator Dick Durbin, back in March, 1,000 FBI agents were put on 24-hour shifts to review approximately 100,000 Epstein-related records and instructed to flag any documents that mentioned Donald Trump. That is a suspiciously Herculean effort. Okay? All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't hide who Dumpty humped with his friend. Now.
Stephen Colbert.
Yep.
Nice try on the Obama treason thing, but oh my God, his next crime, Chris, is in mid. His next obstruction of justice is obviously in plain sight right now with Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, are you kidding me? This is the play he runs every time, right? The witness tampering, the dangling a pardon. What do you think? His own personal lawyer is going to go talk to her. What do you think she's going to say? She's already trying to get a deal, right?
And trying pardon has been the only thing he's dangled. What?
Thank you, Bella. Bella and I flinched.
I appreciate the
Bella
effort.
And I girl flinched.
Was that still Joey?
Was we that just not... pictured the tiny deformed Cheeto.
No, it was funny. Just didn't put a good image in
my
head.
All right. No. We just ate.
Nice melons, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I just had them. I don't know. All right. Thank you. This is, Ken said, Ghislaine Maxwell actively helped Epstein traffic children for years. She covered for him and his fellow pedophiles. And now you're all acting like she's suddenly going to start speaking truth to power rather than just saying whatever will get her horrible ass out of jail. Why do you think Trump said I wish her well and doubled down on it? What, you wish a child rapist well? By the way, Claire McCaskill made a good point yesterday. She is also a child rapist. When you are convicted of what she's convicted of, she reportedly participated in some of it. She not only, like, lured and groomed the girls, but she participated in some of the abuse. She absolutely is also. So that, I was going to say yesterday, a lot of people reacted. I totally disagreed. I just didn't say it, but I totally disagreed with what Charlie Pierce said, that he said she was undercharged. I disagree. You know, it's just obviously she shouldn't be the only one in prison for this.
Right.
But, you know, and the fact that people have commented that it's only a woman.
Right.
But she's a dirtbag, make no mistake. Mm-hmm. And she's obviously, her brother's out there softening the ground for a pardon, going, oh, I appreciated what President Trump said about wishing her well, and oh, I know she appreciated it. Are you kidding? Could this be any more effing obvious? What's going on here? And hi, you're our legal expert today, Chris.
Oh, God. Again?
Ipso facto. How do we stop this?
Am I the only one in this room that's taken a law course?
Yes.
No, I took I did.
Communications law?
I did mock trial.
I didn't even watch Law and Order. So. But Jody Hamilton has, you know, watched more episodes than anyone, and she was correct. She said it right out of the box yesterday about it. This is about a pardon.
Yes.
And of course it is. I mean, it's his same skeevy play he runs every single time. But again, my question would be, how do we stop this? Because, you know, and the other thing people are saying is they're looking for another shiny object. Why do you think he's accusing Obama of treason?
Right.
Because they're going to try to get her to say, I'm going to guess Clinton. They need another, you know, shiny object to go, like, you know, suddenly Donald Trump will be magically disappear. You really think she's going to tell his lawyer, yes, it's Donald Trump. He's all over the, what, I mean, she's obviously angling for a reduced sentence. That's what she's already doing now.
You know how you stop this?
How?
You find some victims who are willing
Thank
to talk.
Thank you. I said that. Somebody said that yesterday on Nicole's.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch Nicole, so I didn't steal that.
That's my Nicole. I can watch Nicole.
Okay.
Nicole Wallace.
Nicole Wallace, yes.
Tara Palmieri made an excellent point. She said, you know who has an Epstein client list? The victims. Why don't we talk to them?
Yes.
Obviously, the ones that want to.
Exactly.
Because some have already been public. Obviously not if they don't want to be public, which you can understand.
Absolutely.
But, you know. I mean, I'm telling you, Chris, you knew when he said it. Oh, I wish her well. It was like code for, you know, shut your pie hole or you're going to end up like your friend.
I mean, Mobby.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Isn't that what they say in The Sopranos?
Yes. Mobby? I don't think they use the word Mobby.
I wish him well.
Oh, yeah. I wish him well. I wish him every happiness. Okay. So, as George Conway said, files can't be blackmailed, files can't be extorted, files can't be pardoned, files can't be bribed. Nothing can substitute for the release of all of the Epstein files.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but the problem is he is such a lifelong criminal that you don't trust any. Pam Bondi would do whatever he says. That's what, you know, what do you think the 1,000 FBI agents were doing?
Right.
I mean, and that's what I don't know. How do we know if files have been altered, if he's just magically been removed? I mean, even if they subpoena, if she gets a wink and a nod that she'll get a pardon, she comes to testify and suddenly magically Donald Trump's nowhere to be found. But, you know, whatever Democrats are on the list are I mean, this is just so obvious at this point. By the way, they lost Ann Coulter. So that's just
what?
In.
What?
Yes. Well, they lose her on occasion. This isn't, like, unprecedented.
That's how obvious this cover-up is that somebody posted. Well, she was talking about them shutting Congress down to avoid releasing the files. I mean, worst cover-up ever. We shall see about Britain for Senate. I just was following, said every member of my family who supported Trump has become increasingly disillusioned with him. And they've now told me directly this Epstein files, Barack Obama charade is the very last straw for them. This is it. They've stopped donations, gotten rid of their T-shirts, other memorabilia, changed their voter registrations to independent. The last few holdouts in my big 300 plus person family, they're getting ready to call for his impeachment. They're done. He's done. First of all, so he said yesterday his approval ratings are higher than ever. No.
No.
He says not.
His numbers have cratered, which he knows. Uh-huh. They're the lowest. Oh, the only. I'm sorry. One president is lower. That's him in his first term. Other than that, lowest approval ratings.
Right now he's at 40% approval?
Yeah, depends. And I mean, there was one yesterday that was 38, but it's like, it's about 40.
Right.
Yeah.
At this point in his first term, he was at 38, so.
Right, right. At 40%, Donald's approval at this point lower than JFK, 73% approval.
Oh.
H.W. Bush, 70%. Right. President Carter, 63%. President Biden, 56%. The only president with a lower approval rating, Trump, first term, 38%. Correct, Chris. You math the math. And I appreciate
I pay attention sometimes.
Yes, yes. Anyway, we will talk to our legal lads and ladies about this, but I just. It's so obvious that, of course, she's going to say what they want to hear. She's already trying to get what is she petitioning for? I don't know what you call it. A retrial. I don't know if it's a retrial reduction in sentence. She's already.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I didn't pay attention.
I don't know what they call
part.
What she's already. But clearly. And this whole, like, unearthing this. You wish a child sex trafficker well, like, and what's his name, Jonathan Swan asked him, and he doubled down. He's like, big deal. He's like, she's a sex trafficker. He's like, big deal. I wish her well. You know, I wish everybody well. Really? Everybody? every child rapist?
Yeah, he's not wishing Barack Obama well in the last few days.
I mean, I gotta say, as racist as they are, a lot of his base, even this, even for them, this is ridiculous. Like, you know, you knew Obama was committing treason in 2016, but you just now decided maybe he should be prosecuted. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It doesn't even pass the laugh test, I think, with his base, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, so you've known that he's committed treason for, but just now, because of the Epstein file, suddenly he's a traitor and needs to be prosecuted immediately because something. So, wow, we had a rare, hold on. Hold, please. I have it here somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing, is you just, he says so much, he's obviously getting so desperate, and he says so much ridiculous on a daily basis, but the fact that President Obama had to put out, I mean, I know, because you kind of go, ugh, do you dignify any of this?
Right.
But, you know, first of all, this is an impeachable offense in itself, whatever he's trying to do to President Obama. But yeah, his statement, out of respect for the office of the presidency, our office does not normally dignify the constant nonsense and misinformation flowing out of this White House with a response, but these claims are outrageous enough to merit one. These bizarre allegations are ridiculous and a weak attempt at distraction. Nothing in the document issued last week undercuts the widely accepted conclusion that Russia worked to influence the 2016 presidential election but did not successfully manipulate any votes. These findings were affirmed in a 2020 report by the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee led by then Chairman Marco Rubio. Has anyone asked Marco Rubio about this?
No, of course not.
I mean, because you're going to see that soulless stare in his eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
While Tulsi Gabbard quite obviously is trying to get back in his good graces, right? After the
Iran, it's working.
Thing.
I mean, he put out a statement this morning saying that Tulsi Gabbard is hot.
He did not.
He did.
Oh my God!
Like hot, as in like she's.
Bill and I are never
generating.
You know what? We're not going to be able to eat for the rest of the day. Oh, I'm sorry. What did he say?
That she's hot. not that she's like attractive hot, but.
Oh.
Where did I see that?
Okay.
I saw it somewhere.
Sorry.
Hold on.
You know what? Bella, once you've thrown up in your mouth a little bit, it's hard to. I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you do with it? What do you do
really
with it?
Like,
you don't want to swallow it. You can't spit it out. We're on the air.
No.
You kind of got to like hold it like a chipmunk.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like a what?
Like a chipmunk.
We have to hold our Trump vomit like a chipmunk in one cheek. Thanks, Chris.
That's gross.
Garrett says, do I have this right? The governing party of the United States is shutting down the federal government to avoid releasing the Epstein files because they believe those files include evidence the president sexually abused children and they must cover it up so he can continue trying to implement a fascist dictatorship. Did I miss anything? No, you got it, Garrett. That's pretty much exactly what's happening. How disgusting is it? Bella, I'm just talking to you now.
No, yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's just gross.
I like...
That's what I, and thank you. If we believe women in the first place, and this, whoever the expert was on the Nicole show is right. Talk to the victims, not the person that has that is the perpetrator of the crime who has every incentive to say whatever Trump wants her to say. Oh my God, to get out of prison. Can you imagine? Okay. Okay. Yeah, this was the exchange. Trump, I wish Ghislaine Maxwell well. Jonathan Swan, she's a child sex trafficker. Big deal. I do. I wish her well. Why was that not a bigger deal? And by the way, all these like new videos and pictures that have been unearthed. Hello, tap tap tapper. Mainstream media, where were you in 2016? All of this stuff was out there, right? Epstein. What was it? Epstein at his wedding. Mm-hmm. There are more pictures and video of him with Epstein than any one of his children, wives, you name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you looking up over there? You look like you're very...
I'm printing the story for you about Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, thank you. Also, by the way, Barack Obama is sedacious, is that...
Sedacious. That's not a thing, but, you know, whatever.
Is it a combination of what, seditious and bodacious? What is that?
He's bodacious.
He's sedacious. Oh, I can't, I just... Okay. Reporter Gabbard has admitted has submitted a criminal referral. Who should DOJ target? Trump. It would be President Obama, and Biden was there with him. The leader of the gang was Obama. Barack Hussein Obama.
Of course.
That wasn't because of racism, was it? That he always puts, he likes to put that middle name. Okay. He's guilty. This is treason. I mean, I'm telling you, by tomorrow, Hillary Clinton will presently have the Lindbergh baby in her possession and have shot the sheriff.
Yep.
Oh, did she kill Martin Luther King? Is that in the new Martin Luther King files?
But she did not shoot the deputy.
You're right. No, she didn't. Well, even Hillary wouldn't shoot the deputy. Yeah, if you weren't so busy covering her emails, which was nothing, you might have found all these.
Oh, you're in a... Wow. Yeah. You're in a state.
I am.
You're the hottest person in the room, Stephanie.
I am not. Bella is. It's okay. You don't need to judge me.
Until Tulsi walks in. Then she's the hottest person in the room.
Oh,
because
please.
That's what he said right there.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have a new Bella shirt up. We're going to have a new Hey Girl Bella. And I'm just going to predict right now, Chris, that's going to outsell everything in our store.
Yeah.
Which will make, you know, my self-esteem couldn't be much lower. But no. I'll just be like, of course, the ingenue.
It's going to outsell everything except for Chris is right.
Buy the shirt.
No. All right, we'll have it up. Thank you, George. Graphic designer George working on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have man meat for breakfast.
We do. Lots
of
it.
Sorry, vegetarians. That's what you get.
Yeah.
Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, Carlos Alzraki, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo. I'm telling you, do it for Stephen Colbert. Do it for everybody that has not bent the knee or kissed the ring. They're America's only progressive phone company. It's a way you can make a big difference. Just a little thing you do, a little thing.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah. Credo Mobile, every month they donate to progressive nonprofits. They, $11 billion. I'm going to say we're up to $11 billion now. To Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on. You get to vote where your dollars go, and you get a great, fast, reliable coverage. You get competitive plans. You get great deals on new phones, and you bring your current phone, your current number. So easy. Switching is smart and easy way to make a difference. CredoMobile.com. If you type in the code STEF25, you get 25% off your service for 2 years. That's CredoMobile.com. The code is STEF25.
Stephanie Miller.
I am thin and gorgeous. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, I am.
Seth says, I just heard Roy Wood Jr. refer to Cheryl Hines as the marvelous Mrs. Measles. That's super funny. I just sent that to Jen Kirkman.
No, that's funny.
Our friend, yeah. Mrs. Maisel Ryder.
Yeah.
By the way, Rachel Brosnahan was fantastic in Superman. She makes a perfect Lois Lane.
All right.
It took me a second. I'm like, how do I know? Oh, it's Mrs. Maisel. Fantastic. All right, and now back to the child rape.
Okay.
Okay. I just, you know, we shall see. I feel like this has gotten to be so obvious, even to his base, that okay. I mean, the whole Ghislaine Maxwell thing is okay. T. Mitchell says, time to think outside the box, America. Johnson hopes the Epstein uproar will die in the 6 weeks they're off. It's time for an explosion of late-night show interviews, exposés, tell-alls, etc. A wave of nothing but Epstein by being unrelenting in the news cycle. This story cannot go quietly into the night while Bondi makes dirty deals with Maxwell, because you know that's what's next.
That's right.
Everybody sees this, Chris. He's done it countless times. They're counting on it dying. Trump, the perpetrators, the DOJ. These girls need justice. Trump must pay. Let's commit to that. This is about these girls.
Yep, absolutely.
As you were saying, and some have already spoken out. Why are we not, you know, talking to the people who were the victims and not the perpetrators?
Exactly. And when I was talking with Malcolm Nance yesterday, you know, about him coming on today, he's like, we got to keep Epstein front and center.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, there's blood in the water. Yes. This is what we talk about with alpha liberals, right, like Bob Seska coming up. There's blood in the water. Finish him. Mm-hmm. Finish him, Democrats. Ooh. That's why, I'm sorry, I love Nancy Pelosi, but she said, oh, this is a distraction from kitchen table issues. You know what?
She's walked that back.
Okay, good, because kitchen table issues. I mean, yes, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Clearly, the tariffs are affecting every... Fox News is finally admitting that they're decimating the auto industry. So that makes me think there is a coup in progress between J.D. Vance and the Murdochs and whatever. Because if they've started to turn
Finish
on...
him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Finish him.
Yes, finish him. Oh, my God. I was just, you know, like when you go through 2016, you realize how many things he should be in prison for, which is why I'm wearing my 45...
Creating and inviting
my 45 in prison t-shirt, which is also available at stephaniemiller.com until you're able to buy your Bella shirt.
Yay.
Now... It's so true. Oh, my God, Chris, he belongs in... He is the traitor.
Yes.
It's always a projection, by the way. So he's the one that committed treason with Russia in 2016. And then somebody went through the details of that he would be in prison now for the coup and for the stealing of classified documents, which every legal expert said were slam dunks. It's because he ran to stay out of prison. How many times could we say it? Okay, so Ronald says, instead of releasing the Epstein files, which contain all the evidence in the case, Trump is going to try to release grand jury transcripts that contain far less than 1% of the evidence and secure a statement from Maxwell, who has every incentive to lie for a sentence reduction. Thank you. Pete in Wisconsin, hey, real quick.
Hey, sup? So the slavishness of the Republican Party, like, knows no bounds. So, and what I thought was an Onion headline, it was actually a real headline. So apparently they're renaming the Opera House at the Kennedy Center for Melania Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They are.
Please give me individual liberty from this timeline. Bob Seska next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Wisconsin drivers will be paying more starting this fall. Fees to transfer titles and get a driver's license will rise. The increased fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207, and license renewal fees will rise from $24 to over $32. Those changes will officially go into effect October 1st. An EAA is now underway in Oshkosh. Brittany Merlot is there, filing special reports this week.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year.
And Donna, at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll be talking about the University of Wisconsin system and K-12 public education with Trigby Olson as guest host, State Senator Kelda Royce, and Reed Galen. Join them.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
We'll be right back.
Even MAGA is demanding answers. 11 congressional Republicans have said they will join Democrats to vote to release the Epstein files. That would be a majority of Congress. So, in response, today, Speaker Mike Johnson shut down the House until September to block a vote on the Epstein files. It's a common parliamentary maneuver known as...
All hail. Stephen Colbert. All right. Oh, look, Superman's arrived. Oh, good. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Can I be Lois Lane?
I think Kimberly is already.
I'm shoving Kimberly out of the way.
Yeah. I'm going to shut down this show rather than answer your questions, Stephanie Miller. We're going to adjourn for 6 weeks.
Bob, I don't know if you listen to us, but I mean, you know, and thank God everybody's all over it on social media. Tom says, shutting down the House, tampering with a key witness, hiding or destroying critical evidence. This brazen obstruction of justice is playing out in plain sight. I mean, again, it's a play we've seen a million times, but I feel like it's not going to work this time. It's so obvious, right? It's like, look over there. Barack Obama's a traitor. Look up. Yeah.
Well, going back to the whole Jesse Pinkman soundbite that you have for the show, he can't keep getting away with this. He can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah.
It has to stick this time. It's not a matter of whether it will stick. I've sort of resigned myself to, you know, I was kind of going, well, you know, if this is around a month from now, okay, then it's going to have some sticking power. And I've stopped debating with myself over that because I think the answer here is it has to stick to him. He can't be allowed to get away with this one. And by extension, if it does, that means the entire House or the entire Republican conference in Congress is also complicit in the cover-up, which, as we know, is often as bad as the crime.
Yeah.
So this is a cover-up, and he's got accomplices in the form of every single Republican member of the House of Representatives.
Yeah,
right
here we
now,
are, covering for a child, well, who they know is a child rapist.
Right.
Of all the bodily show fluids we have exchanged over many years, Bob Seska, I hope this one we can retire.
He can't keep getting away with it! He can't keep getting away with it!
Yeah, that's me every damn day watching the news.
I mean, personality of Colt says, there is nothing Ghislaine Maxwell knows that the Justice Department doesn't already have access to, so literally the only reason for them to meet with her is to discuss a deal to ensure her continued silence. That's it. It's a cover-up out in the open. Or to give them another shiny object and not Trump, right?
Oh, yes. This is a deal to get... her to say that Donald Trump isn't anywhere in the Epstein files and they weren't friends after all and none of that happened. All the things that you see with your own two eyes never actually happened. And that'll be in exchange for either a commutation or a pardon. I mean, we all know what the playbook is by now. And I kind of went off about this on my podcast yesterday, but it bears repeating that we can't stop, we can't keep giving him the benefit of the doubt, especially members of the news media seem to take things that he says at face value or the people around him at face value and accept it unquestioningly. And, you know, that's ridiculous because he's never given us a reason to give him the benefit of the doubt. He lies about everything. He covers up everything. Everything he says is either in service of another lie or to cover up a scandal or a crime. That's everything that rolls out of his mouth.
I mean, Bob, I mean, absolutely. I think what's hard is this time it's so out in the open and it's so obvious that you're like, can he? Because I remember I said this about like, oh, you aren't going to need evidence or actual crimes in Trump 2.0. And this is, here we are with President Obama. Like, they've referred him for prosecution. Like, so what is the evidence? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, are they not going to need that? I mean, this is just a really scary time.
Oh, it is. It is, absolutely. And we do have to take these things seriously, even though I think in this particular case it's meant as a diversion so that we're not talking about the Epstein files as often or Donald Trump's complicity in all of that. And with Barack Obama, this is an obscene abuse of power by Donald Trump. But you know what? He doesn't need evidence or anything implicated because, first of all, it's ridiculous. You can't. I don't know. I could be wrong on this, but in order to carry out a treasonous conspiracy against Donald Trump, wouldn't Donald Trump have to have been president at the time? I mean, in 2016, he wasn't president yet, first of all. Second of all, I think Barack Obama would also get immunity for any crimes that were committed while he was president, thanks to Donald Trump challenging the charges against him and all the way up to the Supreme Court. Yeah. So just a couple of things happening here that are just absolutely absurd, in addition to the fact that the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee, led by Richard Burr and eventually Marco Rubio, came out with a report indicating that there was all kinds of Russian interference in the 2016 election, that all of this happened. I mean, Richard Burr famously said that he was able to recreate much of the Steele dossier, which Donald Trump keeps claiming is a hoax.
Yeah.
Then there's the Mueller report and everything else that we learned in that period of time. It's just it's an obscene abuse of power meant to punish Barack Obama with legal fees. That's the whole intention here.
I have a guess of the quote for you, Bob. Who said in 2017, active measures taken by Putin to influence and manipulate public opinion to sow chaos and division in our politics and doubt about the legitimacy of our elections? Who said that in 2017?
That'd be Jimmy Olsen.
No, Superman. No, that was Marco Rubio. So that who presumably also committed treason then. So, I mean, he'll be easier to catch because he sits right next to Tulsi Gabbard at the meeting. So, he's right there. I mean, so ridiculous. It is, by the way, you retweeted just like a day ago, just the video. You said, D. Earl Stevens said, the President of the United States posted a fake video to the world of a kneeling Barack Obama placed in handcuffs, and we're supposed to go along like it's just another day. Our press has so completely lost the thread, it would be laughable if it wasn't so damn dangerous and disgusting. Mm-hmm. Well, now, I don't know how much, you know, when you've already turned it up to 11, I don't know where you go. Because that was just the video. Then the next day, oh, no, he's committed treason and we're going to arrest him. So I don't know what tomorrow is. Do you?
Well, this is all a consequence of the people around Donald Trump. They're specifically to not tell him no. To just yes him to death and everything that, every fantasy that he has, everything that he's convinced himself is true, is now being pursued legally or through some sort of ridiculous executive order or through congressional legislation. So this is just another one of those examples where Donald Trump has himself convinced that Barack Obama deliberately fabricated evidence in order through the Russia hoax or the 51 intelligence agents and the whole list of things that Donald Trump mentions in every single troth that he posts. That's all now absolute truth and we're of justice. It's absolutely obscene.
Bob, let me ask you about Fox News, because you tweeted the Fox News blackout of the Epstein news might be why Donald's polling among Republicans is holding steady. This morning, though, the tweet, even Fox News is now admitting Donald Trump's tariffs have decimated the American auto industry. This is a remarkable turn of events. I mean, there's obviously a lot of talk about this J.D. Vance meeting in Montana with the Murdochs right before the Wall Street Journal story broke. So it'll be interesting, right, to see where they go on the Epstein story.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to continue to pursue it. I don't think, and this is one of the reasons why I think this story has a little bit of staying power, because the press, quite honestly, isn't backing away. They're continuing to push the story. They're continuing to ask Donald about, you know, how he was involved, how he knew Epstein, why he's not releasing the files after he promised that he would. What was the big turnaround between the inauguration and this release? I guess it was July 6th of this memo saying, oh, it's a nothing burger, nothing to see here, which also set off Dan Bongino and all the rest. So it's not going anywhere, and I'm glad to see that the press is at least pushing back, especially an outlet like Wall Street Journal, which has the additional cover of being owned by Rupert Murdoch. So it's really difficult for certain Republicans, I think, including Donald Trump, to say that this is the radical left Democrats doing this.
I feel now that you brought up Right Wing Podcaster, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to do Alex Jones crying over the Epstein files.
Boo-hoo! Does this sound fake? Does this sound like fake crying? Boo-hoo! Wah! He just is.
That's why he's
so
Bob Seska and you're not.
He's not going to win any awards anytime soon for acting, Alex Jones. Even though he's fooled so many people, he just doesn't do it well.
You retweeted our friend Stephen Beschloss, who just said, maybe one day have a real president again. I mean, why do you think we have Gen Z stares like Bella's? Because all they've known is Donald Trump. This is not normal.
I'm so sorry, Bella. A whole bunch of us failed you and your generation, and it's going to take a long time to fix it.
She's so, discombobulated. She went to the wrong Starbucks this morning.
I did.
Yeah, not the one she called her order, and so she got a Gen Z stare.
Yeah.
So it's a whole.
It was embarrassing.
Well, it's easy to confuse the Starbucks. There's actually a Starbucks inside that Starbucks.
Yes. So on the next block from the other Starbucks. Uh-huh. Yeah.
right.
Speaking of I was mentioning Fox and the tariffs. You retweeted, anyone rendering verdicts on the long-term economic impact of tariffs hasn't seen anything yet. I mean, Bob, I got to tell you, by the way, we don't really have to talk about kitchen table issues. They're talking for themselves, right? I mean, this one, because we're out here in California, my friends are farmers in California. They're letting go next week. No one's picking the crops. Fields are being left to rot. Food prices are about to skyrocket, and every state is going to feel it. This is just the start. One more. Tommy says, so Brazil gets hit with a 50% tariff for investigating a coup, but investigating Obama for a coup is necessary. Meanwhile, the USA won't be a country anymore if presidents don't have immunity, but both Obama and Biden must be imprisoned for non-existent presidential acts. People are still falling for this PDF con man's weak shtick in the year of our Lord 2025. Well, a dwindling number of them are. I mean, I think we were talking about beef prices yesterday. I mean, all prices are, I just feel like that there's a lot of reasons why his usual shtick isn't working. What do you think?
Well, the economic concerns, I think, are a ticking time bomb inside the entire Republican Party right now, because they made a lot of promises and there was a lot of fiction floating around prior to the election that, daddy's going to come in and fix the economy. He's going to come in and fix inflation, despite the fact that we all spent the entire campaign cycle saying, no, look, tariffs are taxes on American consumers, and he's going to jack up those tariffs significantly on top of engaging in mass deportations, which is going to raise the prices of all the products that migrants typically are working as far as that particular sector. So this is something that everyone anticipated who was paying attention, but there's still this fiction that floats around about the Republicans being better for the economy, which I don't know how many campaign cycles, how many presidencies we have to go through that dispels that notion, that myth.
Yes, hopefully him wrecking the economy a second time might be enough for people to go, Your final thread, you said if this was, as we all suspect, a bribery demand by Trump to Paramount, it's yet another abuse of power as well as being blindingly unconstitutional. We can absolutely expect more of the same. Donald is exploiting his power to force media countries to fire critics of his dictatorship. Well, I mean, here's Stephen Colbert with 10 months and zero F's left to give. Mm-hmm. It is not going to work. I don't know if you saw Jon Stewart, but
The framers did not create Article 2 of the Constitution with, strong-arming TV networks and football teams to change their names or to fire personnel. That's not part of the presidential powers. That's not what the intention was. And so this is, yet again, another abuse of power. And I want to add, too.
When he's at his weakest, his poll numbers are cratering, the Epstein crisis, mess, his health issues, suddenly he has to admit. I'm like, now you're going to bend the knee to this?
Such a small, brittle, fragile man with a teeny tiny ego to match his teeny tiny stumpy fingers. And the thing is, I'd like to add that Where are the anti-woke, pro-free speech stand-up comedians to defend Stephen Colbert right now?
Thank you.
The ones who claim they're victims of cancel culture, when in fact, Stephen Colbert is a perfect example of what the framers intended the government not to do.
Yeah, where all my cancel culture?
First Amendment. Yeah, right. Because it was all about the government silencing speech. That's what the First Amendment, the free speech clause, is entirely about.
Yeah.
And that has happened to Stephen Colbert, and we're getting crickets chirping from the people who claim to be about free speech and
they hate cancel culture
ridiculousness.
By the way, the headline: FCC chair mocks wailing over Colbert's cancellation. Or I would lose my FCC license, but he said the partisan left, they're all such partisan hacks. Yeah. He said the partisan left's ritualistic wailing and gnashing of teeth over Colbert is quite revealing. They're acting like they're losing a loyal DNC spokesperson that was entitled to an exemption from the laws of economics. Oh, blow it out your pie hole. He's the number one show in late night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they always, Chris, the ones that let the market decide?
Yep.
Capitalism?
Yep.
Well, how much better do you do than having the number one show in a very competitive time slot for 10 years, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it is kind of a financial concern, because this directly correlates to this process of merging with Skydance. And so this is about money for CBS and for Paramount. So I think, obviously, this is really about Donald Trump and his fragile ego.
Yeah.
But there is a financial component to this, which makes it even worse. If they're having trouble paying for their number one late night show, then maybe put Stephen Colbert on once a week, like Rachel or Jon Stewart, and do it that way.
Colbert's scalp was one of the scalps they demanded for this merger to go through.
But it's just very clear what's happening here. Donald didn't like what Stephen Colbert is saying. Donald hates that Stephen Colbert makes fun of him every night. So he made that part of the quid pro quo with Paramount, and that's entirely what this is.
Yeah.
And it's all, and I'd like to remind
allegedly
people that this is all about the most frivolous lawsuit you could possibly have.
I know.
Against 60 Minutes.
I know.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absurd.
The only way to fight back is to buy a Bob Seska Show Superman T-shirt.
That's right.
Yeah, right here.
And support the Bob Seska Show and all of us in the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe. We love you, Bob Seska.
Love you, Stephanie.
All
bye-bye.
Right. There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Superman. Goodbye, Superman. I want him to pick me up and so we can levitate while he kisses me. Come on, Bob. 51... What Superman does. Lois Lane at the end.
Yes, but he has Kimberly for that.
He can't lift both of us, just me. All right, 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Quince.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's in full swing, right? You got it. I know. I feel it. You have an urge to refresh your closet, right? But you don't want to waste money on pieces you might wear just once or for one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless. And I'm telling you, the quality way beyond what you would expect for the price. OMG. Everything at Quince is like half the cost of similar brands. You get 100% European linen tops starting at just $30, and then on and on. They work directly with the top artisans and cut out the middlemen. Sorry, I have lots of empathy as a you know, a liberal, but not for the middleman. Quince gives you the luxury without the markup, and they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices. Go now to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600 100-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zipa.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Burlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Burlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Burlo.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. And yep. I got to have something new. They're always coming up with something new. What? I already have my Cozy Earth sheets, as you know, my comforter cover. I got towels. I got Cozy Earth pajamas.
Studio pants.
Yeah, yes, and the tee, and the all-day t-shirt. Oh, my God, so soft, so luxurious now. Oh, my God. The bubble cuddle blanket. What?
What is a bubble cuddle blanket?
It's just game over. Also made from the, you know, viscose from bamboo, so everything is soft.
Okay.
Breathable. It's like a hug in a blanket form. It's faux fur, plush, midweight, ridiculously cozy, somehow chic and nap worthy. That's a hard combination.
Yes, it is, because nobody is chic when they're napping.
Right? 100% sleep trial, 10-year warranty. You got to live in the lap of luxury with Cozy Earth. I'm
with
telling
your
you.
Lover.
You can do the backstroke in luxury for an amazing price. Are you ready? CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, be sure to say you heard about it on the Stephanie Miller Show. CozyEarth.com. 57 minutes after the hour, Karen in Chicago. Hi, Karen.
Woo-hoo.
Boo, boo, boo.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. I was listening through, you know, Bob's segment. You know, so here's the thing. Like, you know, Nancy Pelosi, and I'm glad she walked it back. Kitchen table issues. Kamala ran on kitchen table issues, right?
Yep.
She ran on $25,000 for first-time homeowners, $50,000 for new small business startups.
Wait, hang on. Heartbreak, I need to get your thoughts on Rahm Emanuel, your hometown boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Karen's got some stuff to say next.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
I got two special guest hosts tomorrow, and they'll be talking with Pete Schwabo of Nightlight and Jim Santel of Amicus, a law review. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, Brian Koberger will learn his fate. He is the man who says he murdered four University of Idaho students in their off-campus house 2.5 years ago. He recently changed his plea to guilty and is expected to receive four consecutive life sentences. The Justice Department announcing it wants to talk to Jeffrey Epstein's convicted co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, while members of Congress continue clamoring for the full release of the Epstein files. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more on what President Trump has been saying.
Trump and some of his top allies spent years stoking shadowy conspiracy theories about Epstein. But now his administration has backed off a promise to release the full FBI files on Epstein.
The president alleging before reporters yesterday he thinks former President Barack Obama tried to interfere in the 2016 election. President Obama's spokesman saying these bizarre allegations are a ridiculous and weak attempt at distraction. This is ABC News.